It's quite common to see a sign in a restaurant reminding you to like us on Facebook. If you visit a fun new place, it's natural to want to share it with your friends. So often, we take pictures of the OMG best dessert I've ever had and plaster it all over social media. We are quick to declare the glory of our favorite new restaurant to our friends, but what of declaring the glory of God to the nations? For that, are we as quick to respond? What do you share most on social media? Well, this meditation from 1 Chronicles chapter 16 is a contemplation on becoming as mindful to declare and share the offerings of God to the world as we are to declare what the world offers to us. So to begin, whether sitting in the first light of morning or resting in the quiet shadows of evening, allow the next 15 minutes to be a divine retreat from the declarations of the world. Allow your eyes to close with no effort, and permit your mind to center on the glory of the Father. Accept your body posturing to honor the Son, and concede your soul to bring honor to the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of solitude by responding to this passage from Isaiah chapter 12. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, I declare your glory. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word. Indeed, God is my salvation. And Lord God, I declare your glory. I will trust him and not be afraid. Lord God, I declare your glory. For the Lord himself, is my strength and my song. Lord God, I declare your glory. Indeed, God has become my salvation. And Lord God, I declare your glory. Continue on for a moment by settling deeper into this time of sacred remembrance. Come now into the divine presence. You are safe here. What has been a recent experience that you've wanted to share with your friends? How excited do you feel when you experience something new that you want to share with others? Well, take a moment to note those feelings. What are your motivations in wanting to share exciting new moments with your friends? How do they respond to you when you share an exciting new encounter with them? Begin now to allow your thoughts to center on how you feel when sharing a divine encounter. Do you feel as driven to share a recent moment you've had with Christ as you are sharing something the world has given you? Feel no judgment. Just note your thoughts and your motivations. Center on intentionally declaring the glory of God with that same enthusiasm. Thank you. center to on your breathing. Take several deep breaths, each breath being full and deep from your belly. Become mindful of each breath. Each inhale fills your soul. Each exhale filled with thoughts of a divine declaration. Each inhale gives you courage. And each exhale expressing words of the marvelous things God has done. Stay here centered on declaring the deeds of God for several more moments. Your mind may drift. That's fine. Certainly don't judge yourself, but rather allow the distractions to remind you to return to your breathing. And whispering the centering prayer, Lord God, I declare your glory. Now continue as you center on encountering God in each of three different divine readings from Holy Scripture. The book of 1 Chronicles was written to the early Israelites to help them remember and understand how to worship God. So contemplate on this passage as though it were a personal reminder to you too, as you hear from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 24 in the New International Version. My friend, resist the temptation to declare your love for the world and instead declare God's glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. What did the Holy Spirit remind you of? Well, listen once more from Scripture and don't study it too closely, but rather center on the simplicity of the intent. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. For this next minute, contemplate on that one thing that spoke to you most deeply. Once more, but now notice how you respond emotionally. Listen to this passage, but with a wider reading now from the New International Reader's Version. All you people of the earth, sing to the Lord. Day after day, tell about how he saves us. Tell the nations about his glory. Tell all the people about the wonderful things he has done. The Lord is great. He is really worthy of praise. People should have respect for him as the greatest God of all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What emotions or affections were stirred in this second reading? Don't rush through this sacred time, but take this next minute to be mindful of how your words, your thoughts and deeds all declare the glory of God to those around you. In this third expanded divine reading from the Christian Standard Bible, reflect on the passage now as a mindful prayer of declaration and imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Dear Heavenly Father, not by my strength but yours, give me the courage to sing of your glory. Give me the power to proclaim your salvation from day to day, and help me to declare your glory among the nations, in your wondrous works among all people. For you, Lord God, are great and highly praised. You are feared above all gods, and for this I praise and bring honor to your glorious name. Amen. What did you encounter in the words of this prayer from Scripture? Well, for a moment, reflect on these words as they now become yours. While resting in imaginative contemplation, return once more to this passage. See yourself standing before the world, singing to the Lord, telling others about how he saved you, telling the nations about his glory, and telling others about the wonderful things he has done. Take this next minute and ponder ways you can intentionally remind others of how the Lord is great, how he is really worthy of praise, how people should respect him as the greatest God of all. Take this minute to contemplate how it feels to declare God's glory to the world around you. As your mind, body, soul, spirit, heart, and strength are consumed by God, be mindful too of opportunities to share that same presence with another. Who do you know that needs to encounter the presence of God? How might God use you to share and declare his glory with a friend or just someone you meet along the way? Ponder that and accept this prayer of benediction to declare God's glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. May you declare the love of Christ, proclaim the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the glory of God now and always. And as we close, remain here in this safe place as long as you can, encountering the peace of God and silently whispering, "Lord God, I declare your glory."